We continue, inshallah, tafsir Surah An-Naba, and we are at verse 25. We have explained it last time. I ask Sheikh Sahab Mahmoud to recite from verse 25, Illa Hamiman wa Ghassaka until Fadhuku falan nazidakum illa adaba.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى, His words that He revealed to His Prophet سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, whatever we try to describe or comment on it or explain, it is our explanation is still in limits. So we are weak servant and helpless and heedless from Allah's meanings, what He wanted to be known from these verses. When Allah revealed it to Prophet understood it and read it to his Sahaba. Sahaba understood it, memorized it in a way that understood it from Prophet ﷺ, and they read it to those who inherited from them, to tabi'in, and tabi'in to tabi'at tabi'in, until to reach us today. So don't expect that today is going to be what we are explaining is going to be like the same meaning that tabi'in understood, or what before them the Sahaba understood from Prophet, or what Prophet understood from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that reason, if we look at the commentary of this surah in this Holy Quran that in my hand is two pages, the meaning explanation. If we take this, the other tafsir that I am explaining from it, Ruhul Bayan, if we take it and look at it from where it begins from here, 292, page 292, and it is till page 314. So how many pages? Around 23, 24 pages. If we take other tafasir, Surah An-Naba might go to 100 pages. If we go higher tafasir, it goes to 1000 pages. So whatever we explain is still in limits. And that's why the normal tafasir, like those who are today for everyone to read and understand, it doesn't give, it gives you the meaning of the verse, the normal meaning, but it doesn't give you every incident behind the verse. And that's why it differs from, it goes higher and higher and higher in understanding. And we try to limit as much as we can our explanation, or else it will go for days and days. Now with Surah An-Naba might be we spent already more than 20 days in that tafsir until reaching verse 25. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our mind. And He is explaining here, to summarize it little bit, for those who didn't come last session, is that he is said before about those unbelievers whom they are going to be thrown in hellfire for ages. Ages means here for eternal life, those who are mushrikeen and kuffar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their food or their sustenance is only going to be boiling water and dirty wounds, discharges. That we have explained. Today we continue verse 26, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. And Allah said, it is an exact recompense according to their evil crimes. For verily, they used not to look for a reckoning. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا, an exact recompense according to their evil crimes. What is their evil crimes? What they did? You might find non-Muslims that they are very pious, very honest, very sincere, is not? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, I'm going to give them a punishment. What is that that Allah didn't like from anyone? It is so heavy, it is so great, that someone committed and Allah is so upset from that act. Is that to worship someone other than Him? Or to associate someone with Him by worshipping Him. And that's what Allah doesn't like. He doesn't like that you worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah described Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as abd. But perfect abd. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Praise be to Allah that He took His servant, He called Him servant, عَبْدِهِ. So Allah likes from servant to be humble, to bring himself down, not to raise his head and say, I am here. No, there is no one there. There is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are existing here. If Allah didn't want us to exist here, we are nothing. After 100 years, we might not see anyone here from those who are existing. Or 50 years, or 60 years, you might not see each other. Disappeared. So existence is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipness is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah didn't like unbelievers to say that Al-Masih ibn Allah, that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Why Allah needs a son? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs another ilah. If there were more than one ilah, Allah said in Holy Quran, one of them is going to, they are going to fight. And one of them is going to be above the other. It's impossible. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على حق وقالت اليهود العزير ابن الله. Also the Jews said that العزير is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Muslims said, come here. Why do we have to go into this problem? Allah is Allah. Servant is servant. If you are Allah, create. Make a creation. Who can create? Show me one created someone. They said that Sayyidina Isa created. What he created? Sayyidina Isa didn't create it. Sayyidina Isa, by order of Allah, He asked that man to stand up back. He didn't create a creation. Did you see he created sun and moon and stars and universe? Did he create a form other than a human being? No, of his own, no. He only by Allah's order, أحيى الموتى, he rejuvenated someone who was dead. So what Allah created is there, and by Allah's order, Sayyidina Isa ordered that soul to go in by Allah's command. That's it. He didn't bring someone a new form. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Jaza'an wifaqa. Jaza'an is, I'm recompensing them in the way they believed. They believed there is someone with me, okay, let that someone with me take them from hellfire. I'm putting them in hellfire. I'm giving them what they deserve. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا أَيْجُورًا بِذَلِكَ جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا لِأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَأَخْلَاقِهِمْ. It's according to their characters, to their behaviors, to their understanding, I am giving them what they deserve. So, for that reason, we have to be very careful. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Say, Ya Muhammad, say to those unbelievers, I don't worship. So you have to make a border, a limit between you and them. I don't worship what you worship. But you are free. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You are free to worship whatever you like. Don't fight with them. ادعو إلى ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Call to Allah's way, the unbelievers, with wisdom. He didn't say, don't call them with fighting. He said, no, use wisdom. But might be they will be guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, put a line and say, you have your religion. Whatever you want to believe, you believe. Okay, you are going to see what you believed in. You will take what you believed in. Muslims will take what they have believed in. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said وِفَاقًا in Arabic means something. جَزَاءً means recompensing them. وِفَاقًا according to what they have done. And so, if you do something good, Allah has to give you according to what you have done. If you do something bad, Allah is going to give you according to what you have done bad. So since in the previous verse he said, يَلْبَسُونَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا, they are going to live in hellfire ages, means there is no other outcome from hellfire. So, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا here means, I'm giving them what they deserve. وِفَاقًا goes along. Means they are going to go along for ages and ages in hellfire. There is no one to pull them out. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. They thought that no one is going to judge them. Everyone today, from believers and non-believers now, also it applies to us, that verse, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. We also, let me read another time in English, for verily they used not to look for a reckoning. We also, Muslims, but alhamdulillah we are believing in Allah, believing in Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is something that distinguish us from others. But human being, they don't think that there is someone going one day going to ask them what they have done in this dunya. We are young. When I was young, nothing comes to my mind. Young people today, they never think that one day I am going to get old and one day I am going to, death is going to chase me. It is your advantage, you new generation, the young people here, is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one day He's going to call you and ask you. All people is finished. They cannot do anything. Young people, that is for young people. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. They never thought they are going to be asked. No, as Muslims, we have to know and we have to teach our children. Look, I like these children always, Bosnian. Alhamdulillah, they pray, they fast, they come from far away to listen and hear. Normal children, children like us of Arabs or like other, you don't see them. They are so busy. In what they are busy, I don't know. They don't think that one day Allah is going to call and say, come, I'm going to judge you. So unbelievers, the non-Muslims, they never thought that they are going to be asked. Okay, you don't want to be asked, I'm throwing you in ages and ages and I'm not going to recognize you. You didn't think you're going, I'm going to ask you, you didn't recognize me, I'm not recognizing you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. I am leaving you in azab and not pulling you out. And إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. They means أَيْ كَانُوا يُنْكِرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. They used to, they never acknowledged that there is a last day and judgment day. Always they deny that there is akhirah. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحَاسَبُوا بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. And they never thought and they never feared Allah that one day Allah is going to judge them. So when someone doesn't think that Allah is going to judge him, what he will do? Go and see today what they are doing. Televisions, naked televisions, naked beaches, naked discos, drinking, womanizing, everything that Allah prohibited, they are doing. Is correct?
Yes.
Under the name of what? Civilization. That is civilization. Allah, yes, that is civilization. That's good. But this is Jahannam civilization. Okay. It's not Jannah civilization. Jannah civilization is to be decent. Is to prohibit yourself from everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. Today people, young people are smoking all kind of drugs. And I don't know them, what you call them. They don't care. They see their parents smoking. I know a Muslim family that the children are smoking marijuana. I asked one of them, why you are smoking marijuana? He said, why? It's haram. I said, of course it's haram. He said, my father is doing it. At home. And I asked him, why your father is doing it? He said, he has some pain. He wants to relieve himself. So that is the problem today. Children see their parents, what they are doing under the name of what? Civilization. Okay. Jahannam has a civilization. All naked artists are going to be there. You like to be there? Go follow them. That's what you like? And Allah described that before in previous verses. That their body are going to be like pus, wounds, discharged wounds, coming pus from their wounds, from hellfire burning them. And wherever they burn, Allah could create them another time. That's what you want to be? Then go for it. If we need Jannah civilization, then we have to be decent. We have to pray, we have to fast, we have to give charity, we have to make hajj, we must not cheat, we must not deceive, we must not break our promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is our creator, we are worshipping Him, and we are His servants. So they were, فَلِذَا كَانُوا يُقْدِمُونَ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. For that reason, they used to do everything that you can imagine of forbiddance. وَلَا يَرْغَبُونَ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الطَّاعَاتِ. And they never did something from obligations. That is unbelievers. Even believers who say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, there are some of us today from Muslims, they are not praying and they are committing sins. But they are Muslims. They will come under Shafa'ah. They will not be for eternal life in hellfire, but they will be for some time. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. And he said, but they believed our ayat, proof, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelation, and that which our Prophet brought completely. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. They lied. They never accepted. Whatever we brought for them from signs, they said no. وَكَذَّبُوا. The Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is showing them the signs. All prophets before Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad showed them the sign. They said no, we are not accepting. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. Allah in that verse, He put كَذَّبُوا two times. He said كَذَّبُوا كِذَّابًا. Means He is confirming and affirming that these people, they lied and they lied. And they continue lying. They never stopped from lying. Whatever we brought for them signs, they said no, we don't accept that. So for them, their lies were continuous, non-stopping. وَلِذَلِكَ كَانُوا مُصَرِّينَ عَلَى الْكُفُرِ. For that, they were confirming that they are kafir. فَعُوقِبُوا بِأَهْوَلِ الْعِقَابِ جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. And that's why they have been punished with the highest way of punishment. When we hear that, when we read that and think about it, we see ourselves, we are worried about ourselves. People today are busy in their lives. They never remember their Lord. Look, this is the 10th volume. Every volume is 1,000 and some pages. This is the last volume of Tafsir al-Quran. This is one kind of Tafsir. It's 10 volumes. It's 10,000 pages. More. Because it's 10 volume. Every volume is at least 1,000 something pages. So, it is 10,000 pages of Tafsir of here is 500 pages of the normal Tafsir. This is 10,000 pages. There are tafsirs that 27 volumes. Means 27,000 pages. What where we are going? What we are going to do with ourselves when we see these signs in front of us and Allah is saying to us, be careful. And we are running in this dunya. We are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. You lied and you continue lying. And you never thought that there will be a punishment or a judgment day. But Allah said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. It means, and all things we have recorded in a book. of what he recorded. Allah said, all things we have recorded in a book. I mean, there is a huge book that Allah recorded the amal of Bani Adam. So if something is recorded, how you, when they go to, in every country, when you go in a public hearing, and you say you appear in front of a judge in a public, what you say? Public record. What's public record mean? Means, Abu Wahid, public record, what's that mean? Everyone can see, it's a public thing that you cannot change it. It's there. Allah said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Everything we have recorded in a book. So when that book is opened, everyone is going to see what you have done. وَلَا صَغِيرَةٍ وَلَا كَبِيرَةٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Every smallest particle or every big particle, it's recorded, Allah said. Whatever you have done in your life is recorded. From the day you become adult, maturity, till you die. Before that, it's not. When you are young, it's not. Unless if you are a convert. From the day you converted, till you die, it's recorded. Before, it's waived. I was telling one time that in California, I was in a meeting like this meeting, and someone came, and we were sitting and speaking, and then we reciting. And after we finished, he was interested. He said, can I come next time? I said, yes. I said, how old are you? He said, around 90 of age. An old man. He went. Next week, we have the same meeting, he came. He sat, he listened, he was happy, he said, I want to become Muslim. I said, okay, we gave him Shahada. He prayed with us, and he went. Third week, he didn't come. I said, might be, he's busy. Fourth week, he didn't come. I asked, he said, the second week after he took Shahada, that Sunday he died. 90 years. Allah waived everything for him. That one entered paradise. Nothing. But not everyone is like that. That's why in وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Everything we have recorded for you. I recorded everything. You cannot say in front of me that you didn't do that. It's a public record. Come here, angels. They are masumin. They never say something wrong. They wrote it for you. What is your answer? I'm asking myself and every one of us. Think about yourself, what you have done. You think yourself, your amal can save you? Can your amal save you?
No.
You? No one. Me? No. And that's why we need rahmatullah. Allah's rahmah is what Allah save us. So وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And he said kitaba. Kitaba means he it is not in a book only, but it's written. Everything was written. Even you say word, one word, he said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ. Every movement or speech of your speech is written. Good or bad. If you say Allah, it's written Allah. If you say La ilaha illallah, it's written La ilaha illallah. If you say Salamu alaykum, it's written Salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar. Means what kind of a book this book? Means that book is monitoring our system. That is not a book anymore. Today there is these machines that they put and monitor everything in your body. Even they say to you, we are going to make for you a lie test. Lie test?
Lie detector
test. They check your electromagnetic field, the impulses, or what is a change when you hear this word or that word. It's more than computer. It's a complicated computer. Everything that computer knows that you are downloading in, typing in, normal computer will bring it out. But there is no computer that understands the system of the body and all these small cells and their desires and how they moved, how this desire moved you to do good or do bad. There is no computer like that. But there is a computer, a book like that. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Everything we have recorded in a book means that computer that monitoring you is a duplicate of you in your amal. Whatever you have done, it has its pluses and its minuses. So in judgment day only they press, like today they say poll, when they make statistics, how much one have votes, how much will be, how much, 28%, 30%. So they check how much is your percentage. They're pressing one button. Allah say, come, finish. It gives the answer. That book gives the summary. Plus or minus? What you want? Everyone wants to be positive. Because they teach us to say, plus or minus, subhanAllah, to destroy even the belief of the Muslims, to make our children to learn how to memorize and to accept the salib, the cross. Anything that you say plus is what? Is a cross shape. So they throw that into education to make children to memorize the picture of the cross. And that's why I don't like to say plus, but we have to bring it here in order that we give the comments on it. Say positive or negative. Now when you add something, what you do? When they teach you what to do, you 9, they set plus 3, they write for you plus, they put the cross. So children in their mind, always they are seeing in their study the cross. Isn't that? Why? Why they choose that? And we are ghafil, heedless. Muslims are heedless. Go now today to their newspaper, to Muslim newspaper. They put plus and minus. People, when they see plus, or even plus coming to that, to every part of your life now. That's why he said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Even that plus, you are going to be responsible for it. Why you are teaching your son and your daughter plus there? Why you are teaching them a cross? It's here. Why you are teaching them cross? For what reason? Is not? You are going to be responsible for your children. Everything in our life today, we as Muslim even, we have problems, difficulties. Nothing will save us except Shafa'atun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The intercession of Prophet and Rahmatullah and Allah's mercy. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Hurmat al-Fatiha.